This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Rice Lake Area School District is seeking community members who are interested in serving on the district's wellness committee. The committee is meant to ensure area students have access to nutritious meals and to promote more healthy eating habits to combat obesity. District officials say the work of the committee helps promote positive eating behaviors and helps their students reach their full academic potential. Area residents interested in serving on the wellness committee can contact the chair of the committee, Lori Johnson, by phone or by email. A number of area residents spoke against proposed plans for a massive expansion project at the Sawyer County Airport at a Town of Hayward board meeting this month. Plans for the expansion project call for nearly 70 new aircraft hangars and a 1,000-foot runway extension, as well as new terminal buildings and control towers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and National Parks Service have all sent letters to the Wisconsin Bureau of Aeronautics opposing the proposed expansion project. The Universities of Wisconsin is reporting another year of enrollment growth at a majority of their schools. Organization officials say 9 of the 13 universities saw enrollment growth this year, despite a decline in international students amid uncertainty with student visas. They say a major factor in the overall enrollment growth was the new Direct Admit program, which automatically offers admission to most UW schools for qualified high school seniors in Wisconsin. Freshman enrollment from Wisconsin students increased by a record 5.5%. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day over the weekend. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on Saturday, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. A section of Highway 53 in Douglas County was completely shut down in both directions on Wednesday afternoon following a fatal head-on collision. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred at around 2 p.m. on Wednesday near Berg Park Road and Kent Road in Amnicon Township. Their initial investigation found that one of the vehicles was driving northbound in the southbound lanes, causing the head-on collision. The identities of the two victims have not yet been released, and the circumstances of the crash remain under investigation. Former Republican State Representative Angie Sapik has announced she will run for the 25th State Senate District in the 2026 election. Sapik had previously represented the 73rd Assembly District in Northwest Wisconsin, but chose not to run for re-election in 2024 under the new legislative maps. She announced her campaign for State Senate at the Douglas County Courthouse on Wednesday. Sapik is running to replace fellow Republican State Senator Romain Quinn, who recently announced he would run in the 23rd State Senate District under the new maps. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletic events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met on Tuesday, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding, but may not hear back for a while due to the federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. A proposed bill making its way through the Wisconsin State Legislature would give victims of sexual assault more time to pursue charges under the statute of limitations. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would double the statute of limitations for filing second-degree assault charges from 10 years to 20 years. It would also protect victims who report a sexual assault from being prosecuted for misdemeanor drug or alcohol charges and allow them to break their rental lease more easily if they provide their landlord with a criminal complaint or restraining order. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting November 1st, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.